This is the Real Estate Pros Podcast, where we teach you actionable marketing tips and strategies to stand out from your competitors. Hi, everyone. My name is Josh Cobb. I'm the CEO here at Steps. And on this week's episode of the podcast, it's quite a special episode. We would usually record a podcast about 3 to 4 weeks before the show comes out to you, our listeners. But this week we uncovered something that we believed was far too important not to bring to you as soon as possible. So this week's show is coming to you as being recorded, just a few days before it goes live. So something we uncovered this week was that a particular company, a website development company here in Australia for the real estate industry, has been purchasing domain names in the names of individual real estate agents. Now, we're not quite sure why they're doing this. We believe it may be with the intention of a lead generation exercise to get new business. We're not quite sure. But the individual agents who we've approached and made aware of this did not give permission to this particular company. They do not intend to build their own website at this stage anyway, but they did not give permission to this particular company to purchase a domain name in their name. Now, you may not be aware, but it's quite easy to purchase any domain name in any name, even if you are not the copyright owner or you are not that individual person. And to transfer that domain name to another party is at the discretion of the party or the person or the company that purchased it in the first place. So transferring a domain name from one party to another is actually not an easy thing to do. So as I said, we're not quite sure why this particular company is doing this. The agents who we made aware of this happening during the week were not aware that their name had been purchased by this company, and they certainly did not give them permission to do so. We're certainly not here to stir the pot. That is not our intention whatsoever. It is to make you, the real estate agent, the BDM, the business owner, aware that this could be happening to you. It's something that I think we all need to be aware of as individual agents. It is your duty to own your digital presence. It is absolutely your right to own your name as an individual agent when it comes to a domain name, that is. So if you're a little unsure as to where, if you haven't purchased your name as a domain name, certainly go and do that today. There are plenty of companies online that will allow you to purchase your domain name, many of which are under probably $10 for 2 years. So it's quite inexpensive to do this, even if you don't intend to do anything with your name as a domain name. It's certainly something worth controlling and making sure that you own and no one else is in control of that. If you're not sure whether you have purchased a domain name or who might own it, go to www.ausregistry.com.au/whois, W-H-O-I-S, ausregistry.com.au/whois. And what that will give you is information on who owns the domain name. And so if you go searching for your name and it's not available, you may like to have a look at who has actually purchased that. It may just be a coincidence that someone with the same name has purchased it before you. But certainly if it's an industry provider who you haven't given permission to purchase your name as a domain name, that is something that we certainly need to be aware of. So we hope we've enlightened you this week. We did believe it was too important not to bring this to you as soon as possible. If you found this helpful, be sure to share it with anyone else in your office that may be affected by this. We certainly want to get the message out that this sort of thing, if you haven't given permission to anyone to purchase your name as a domain name, we certainly want to make sure that those companies that are doing this are held accountable. So we hope you found that helpful. Until next week, I'm Josh Cobb. Thanks so much. Have a great week. You've been listening to the Real Estate Pros Podcast. If you'd like to go deeper with your marketing this year, visit digitalmarketingessentials.com.au to learn about our popular upcoming workshops. And until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Thanks for tuning in.